Well, hey there, folks. Welcome to this week's weekly roundup. Oh, fuck, I hate that name. This is Weather Chat with Adam and Patrick.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What I Would Tell My 22-Year-Old Self. This is Patrick Kling and, of course,
Adam Rotella.
Adam, it's our weekly roundup show.
Yeah, man, I think we got to come up with a better name for it.
It is like the most basic way we could have said it. Weekly roundup.
Yeah, yeah, like how, yeah, it's not good.
Not good, huh?
It's not good. What is your, what's the weather like, Patrick? That's what it should be called. Weather Chat with Adam
what's
and Patrick
the
on Monday.
Oh, it's beautiful. So I just came from the pool, on my friend Wyatt's pool.
Yeah.
And,
Now, is this guy, he's inviting you over, or are you just showing up all the time now?
A little bit of both. No, he had a bunch of friends over today at the pool, and I was able to join for the last a few hours and late into the evening. And then it was just us hanging out, chatting with a few of my friends and chat. What happened is I was actually trying to, I was going to record a lot earlier, as Adam knows, and then we started talking theme park stuff, like really, really inside baseball industry discussions about ADA compliance and like how fat a person should be before we stop designing it for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it, sir. I get it. So you were talking about your passion.
Yes. Now you cut out a little bit. What did you say?
It was mostly just a bunch of noises. You probably just heard me make noises while I was trying to think of something to say.
Oh, okay. So what I was, did you hear about what I was talking about with the ADA?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Were you waiting me to make a comment on how fat I think people should be to
ride a roller coaster? Yeah. Like what, you know, cause you can't.
Patrick kind of trying to set me up with softball questions here.
Yeah. I'm softballing it up. Like, look at him. Cause when we're designing, my friends are working on the projects that are opening in parks half a decade from now. And a thing that they have to worry about is, okay, like, we want a four-year-old to be able to ride this roller coaster, and we want a man who's 400 pounds to ride it. And someone's got to tell the fatty.
Is that really necessary? Are there that many 400-pound people that want to ride roller coasters? Do they even want to leave their house?
Well, that's the thing, Adam, is that nobody wants to be on social media saying that one of the two major theme park companies doesn't take kindly to fat people. You know?
Well, they got to kind of walk around there too. I don't think it doesn't sound like something. Theme parks don't sound appealing to overweight people to me.
Now, when was the last time you were at a theme park, Adam? Because nowadays they have little rascals they're all running around on.
Oh, it's been a while, man. It really has. But is that really a thing? Is there a lot of people with rascals these days?
Adam, you need to come out to Orlando. I'm going to take you to one of these theme park things. You're gonna see what society has done since you used to work at the Magic Kingdom.
That sounds like a lot of people. First of all, dude, I mean, okay, or Orlando must just be completely crazy when it comes to to tourists. I mean, it's how many theme parks are actually in Orlando?
There are 4 Disney theme parks. 2 Disney water parks, 1 or 2 SeaWorld parks, 1 SeaWorld water park, 2 Universal parks, and 1 Universal water park. That's not to include Gatorland.
You got to remember that.
Gatorland. We got these fun spot, these little carnival type deals. We got like countless Ferris wheels. We got spinny drops.
So does everyone that live in Orlando work in theme parks in some way then? It sounds like that's the only job available.
I'm in a very selective group of friends where I don't – there is a lot of medical out here, and there is a lot of medical, a lot of engineering. So Lockheed Martin's out here. Lockheed Martin is like aerospace. They're a huge contractor for like top secret clearance for the government. They're basically an engineering firm for military.
Did you know that the world's flat, Patrick?
I mean, well, what do you mean? Oh, the aerospace. Yeah. No, it's not flat.
Well, it is to me.
Send some.
It is to me now.
Well, if you fly up in an airplane, it's going to blow your mind when you see the curvature of the Earth, man.
We'll see about that.
You know when you go all the way out from the horizon and you can't see it anymore?
We'll see about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we will see about that.
Yeah.
But Patrick, we're not here to talk about flat Earth.
No, that's not really a topic worth discussing. So, Adam, take it to the conspiracy podcast. So or the episode. We can do a conspiracy episode again. So Adam, we had anyways, it was a really nice time, and theme parks and how big you make the vehicle, all that stuff is a very interesting.
What was the final weight that you guys determined was acceptable?
Oh, we're at like you got to get on a scale before you get into the park. That's where we're at. Or at least fit through the turnstile without lube.
Sure, sure.
That's my America. So Adam,
on an everyday basis, how many rascals do you really see inside of a theme park, Patrick?
Quite a lot.
That is
no.
Crazy.
I mean, let's be real here. So yeah, okay. How many morbidly obese people are walking around? I'd say it's a lot more in Orange County, California. You see them a lot. Out here, it's you may see him once every, let's say, like he's got a lot of old people that are just on it, and you're kind of like, well, what are you doing on that? I'd say morbidly obese people that are on a rascal, you may go to a theme park, and you're probably going to see at least one.
Okay. So, all right. Well,
it was a little hyperbole, a little humor was injected into that. Because it's not funny if I say, maybe you see once a day.
Well,
it's not really funny.
Well, that's why this. These last 5 minutes haven't been funny either because we've been talking about it.
Oh, come on. You got Hey, don't kill the humor. This guy's like, hey, man, I'm really tired. I can't talk tonight. And I'm like, come on.
I never said that. That was me leaving my job telling you, hey, I'm tired. Let's do one episode. And that was 4 hours ago.
That's true. So what else you got going on?
I got
a lot going on. But last time I dominated the entire episode. So I think we should talk more about you.
Oh, sure. Sure. Well, what are there important things going on with you, Patrick? Any quick bullet points you want to say?
Sure. So, my mom. Have you heard anything about? Have I told you?
Well,
about
that's
my mom
not
about?
A quick bullet point at all.
I know. It's not.
Well, you got to talk about that, man. That's going to be much more important than my fucking bullshit.
Yeah, you're like, I got a haircut today.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to make me feel so bad if you would have ended the show with fucking your stuff.
I got a haircut and they played rap music and I did not approve. So I, the comedic stylings, Adam Rotella. Okay, so here we go. So my mom was not in a great relationship for 20 years. I believe that the man she was with was losing it mentally, had a lot of issues, was emotionally abusive. And this is a common thing that happens to like dementia patients where they start abusing their people, their wife. I'm sorry, I'm not choking up. I just had like a swallow or something. So anyways, a few nights ago, she declared that she's left. And so my sister, and she lives in Canada, and my sister flew out there to where she is being with her right now. And she's basically settling up her affairs. And on Wednesday, she's coming down to Orlando to stay with
me. Wow. Yeah,
so that's where I'm at.
Well, yeah, Patrick, that's not a bullet point, asshole.
Yeah, no,
that's
I didn't
pretty
say that.
Significant point.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't have any. My life is in wild fluctuations and swings, and I'm not just sitting there, I got big things going on, Adam. So my mom, I'm really happy about it. I think we've talked about it a little bit on the show about my mom being in a rough, bad relationship. So this is a common story, but this isn't a common ending where you get out of the situation. So I'm really happy about it. She is going to be staying with me in Kia in our house until at least August 18th when we go to my sister's wedding. And then at that point, we're going to kind of take it from there and see what happens. But I think the long-term I mean, we've talked about it where I wanted her to move in here and then we would get a different house and all that. But where we're at is she's coming here and she's going to have her own room and we're going to see what happens after that. So that's what's going on.
Jeez, man, that is absolutely crazy. Is this the first time that she ever left after something bad happened, or is this like pretty significant?
This is very significant, and the way she's talking about it is that she's really – it's been a long time. I mean, we've been talking about it for months, about how every time like she talks to her kids, everybody's having a great time. You know, I'm living up in the – even you here, and I'm in Orlando.
Yeah.
I'm going to pool parties. I'm here, there, and there, this and the other. And whenever she was around her husband, he would cut her down, say bad things about people who have been dead for 20 years. All that kind of stuff, and she's over it, and I'm really grateful to she's getting out of the cycle, and so yeah, she'll be out here, and my assumption is that she'll stay here around 6 months out of the year, and that's good. There's some reasons why that's okay, because you can't be in the country for over a set amount of time and all that. Canadian, so that's where I'm at with my mom. My parents are still my dad and Lewis are still in Orlando. They are honing in on a house that they really like, that they might be making an offer on, and we'll see how that goes. And
wow,
my dad's tooth fell out, so his front tooth.
He should become a wrestler.
Yeah, no, and he was walking around without it. Then he went to did all sorts of torture to me, and now he's going back tomorrow. A new car. Well, I ordered a new car, which I'm really excited about.
Way to go, man.
Yeah, so it's kind of all over the map. I went to CrossFit 5 days this week, so I met that goal, and that's where I'm at. So now today it was a lot of cleaning up and getting the room ready. I have to clean my garage out to fit my car because I have to charge it. It's an electric car.
And what and what is – all right, Kami, what does Kia think about your mom coming to stay with you?
She is great. She really loves my mom a lot. And, my mom's very low key. She just sits on the patio and smokes and hangs out. And she's, at the moment, we're both very excited just to get her out of the situation she's in.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing is that we have two dogs and all she does is just take them out, hang out with the dogs all day. So that's good. I think that, you know, like you said, that, you know, it's, you know, is it like having your mom in the same house? But it's like fine. We're pretty – she was here for a month and a half. It was pretty great. I mean, she's very low-key, doesn't get in the way, doesn't mind, likes to go out and do stuff. So we're just gonna see how that plays out. So stay posted on that.
Well, you sound like a saint, Patrick Kling.
No, I don't. No, I mean, I wouldn't. What can you do?
Yeah.
Gotta be there for your mom, you know? People keep saying that, but for me, it's just what you do. Like, no, there is no other option. This is what you're gonna do. You're gonna come here, and I've been trying to get her out here and get out of that situation.
Sure.
You know, and what hit me really hard is, you know, she said, I'm at the women's shelter. I think I texted you that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you never think as like, let's say a well-off guy, and you know, generally a healthy, I can't say that with a straight face, a family. Mm-hmm. And you hear that your mom is went to the women's shelter cause she was worried for her life. It's just kind of crazy. So, I'm really happy she's getting out of it. My sister's there with her and, she at the women's shelter, she had a lot of resources and had a lot of people that were helping her she was around a lot of people who were in similar situations and which I think was good. And basically, her husband would not let, they could not have any friends because he was such an asshole to everybody. He would pick fights with people. And I was just, I don't want to say I was hoping, I just thought he would die. He would have been dead by now because he was so unhealthy.
Yeah.
But which in some ways I'm glad that she was empowered to do this. And
absolutely, man.
So there's a bit of a difference. A few weeks ago, you know, I told her, you know, you're in complete responsibility for your own life and you can change. You can do whatever you want. Nothing's holding you back. So she did it.
Love it, man.
We'll have to have her on the podcast.
Absolutely. I get very nervous talking to moms. That might have to be a Patrick and Mom episode.
I want that Kia and Haley episode to exist. Kia.
Kia insists that it happens in person because she wants to be in the room.
Hey, yeah, sure, sure.
I
have no idea what Haley would ever say about me.
Well, and that's the thing is, I think that we should be out of the. It really should be there. We'll have to say, hey, you girls need to like listen to the podcast. I don't think you speak ill of them, really. I probably do a little more for humor. Like I feel like we both feel a little humor, you know. I don't know.
I don't think we speak ill of them. I don't think we speak ill of anyone, Patrick.
Yeah, except for my soon-to-be-dead ex-stepfather.
Except for that guy. He sounds like a dick.
Yeah. So anyways, that's going on. Works great. Really glad I'm back in CrossFit, easing back in. I'm feeling it. Like, my muscles are all tired all over. Now, okay, tell us about your haircut.
There is no haircut. There was no haircut. No, but my week was not like that.
Yeah.
Geez, Patrick, I'm really happy to hear all of that stuff. And geez, I couldn't imagine what you're about to do. So good job.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah, back to my haircut.
Yeah.
No, didn't get a haircut today. Just had work and worked in, Vegas. Serving people booze.
Yeah.
It was a good day, good week. I actually do have some good news to share with you. Yeah. I don't know if I won or I was awarded something. The vice president of the NWA picked a few people to kind of guidance and pay for their Patreon to this wrestling podcast that talks about the business side of wrestling. So I'm kind of going through business class for wrestling at the
moment.
That's
amazing. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting, you know, because now I get to use what I learned doing business and I can learn about it, about wrestling. And it's pretty fascinating so far. And yeah, man, I mean, it's just one step closer. It's, you know, it's puddles of hope. Did I want to say that? Raindrops of hope. I think it's in one of our earlier episodes.
Teardrops of hope.
It's something. Puddles of hope, I think it was.
Yeah.
But,
no, and that's fantastic that he selected you. And then you just had to have a credit card number handy, or what was it like?
Shut the fuck. Yeah, man, it was it's the thought that counts. It's the fact that I know that I'm on the radar screen. I know that I've been on the radar screen for a long time, but now it's like a small investment is very nice to happen. And you know, man, like I think we talked about this in a future episode. I always forget that these come out on Monday. That my attitude has changed about this stuff too. You know, like this is really it, Patrick. Like I burned all of my ships working in retail. I worked all the way up to store manager, whatever the hell that means. And I burned all those ships, went back to bartending. And I have it in my head that I'm going to do this. I'm going to try this wrestling thing and try really hard until I'm 40. And if it doesn't happen, then I can fucking move to an island. You know, and bartend there. And that sounds like a very fine life too. And even a very ideal life to me at the moment. So I'm looking at all of this in a different way, and I'm not trying to make videos or I'm not trying to make content to please people anymore. I'm just trying to make content that I like. And it's a different switch.
Yeah. That's so great. And go ahead.
No, nothing. I was just going to drink some water.
Okay, well, you drink water and talk out of your microphone. That's really great to get recognized. I like the doing content that you'd enjoy. You're having fun. You can see it in your content. And I'm sure today, you know, you weren't really wanting to record because you're so tired, but I can feel I'm feeding off your energy. It's feverish.
Oh, thanks, Patrick. It's it definitely comes and goes, though, man. It comes in waves, just because I gotta admit how fucking crazy this is. But at the same time, that's why it has the potential to completely work, because how fucking nuts it is.
I mean, it's really quite commendable. I mean, like, you know, commendable to have you set your eyes on the NWA. There were a lot of, I think there were naysayers out there, or people like, why this, why that? And next thing you know, you're recognized. You're, I mean, you were being somebody mentioned you, David Lagana mentioned it on a podcast, correct?
Yeah.
Has that come out yet, or is that still in the?
It has come out yet. You have to pay to listen to it, but I will find a clip and I will send it to you.
Yeah, we got to put it on air. Let's put it on the air. So, have you listened to it?
I haven't yet. It's part of the Patreon thing that I just signed up for.
Okay, gotcha. So, we
got to. But I'm sure it's great. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, man. It's all about it's just doing stuff every day, which is what I'm doing. And dude, the hills and valleys of belief to disbelief are giant and wide. But I still wake up every day and do it. So
yeah,
that's the thing right now.
So what do you got going on this week?
This week I just I got 2 days of work coming up on Monday, Tuesday, and then I have nothing. I have nothing, Patrick. It's work and it's doing the NWA thing. Let's be completely straightforward.
Well, I mean that's something.
Yeah, man, it's me losing my mind. But
what do you when you do the NWA? So you record a video. How long does it take to edit the video? When you do them, because you do a nice job, like adding some pictures and response and all that shit.
Oh, thanks, man. It takes a little bit of time. It varies. I have no idea. Anywhere between 20 minutes to an hour, depending on how funny I want it to be.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the stuff is me improvising off of bullet points, and then it's the other side of my brain making fun of me doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, sure.
So it's both personalities of Adam Rotella in one fucking piece of content.
Yeah, that's funny.
There it is, man. I never vocalized what I do. That's exactly what I do.
That's great. So you got how's Haley doing these days? What's she up to?
Haley is in the other room with our new kitty,
Kino.
Kino the cat is here.
Mm-hmm.
We came across Kino. Someone came into our bar, a guy that just takes people on trips. This guy just travels for a living. And he found the cat in his hotel drain. There was like a drain or a chimney outside or something.
Yeah.
And it was just meowing all night. So he took it to the animal shelter. We found the number, found the cat, got it to our house, and we're going to take care of it for the rest of our lives.
Right, probably the cat's life, but yeah, that's really nice. Well, yeah,
that is correct. Yeah, Kino will definitely die before me. At least I'm really hoping. I'm really hoping.
Yeah. I'm just... so that's you're a hero. That's nice.
Oh, it's just like having your mom stay with you.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, it's interesting. Here out in Florida, there's so many cats. They just spay and release. So they capture them, they spay them, and then they throw them back out.
They just throw them back out into the middle of the street.
Yeah, there are feral cats all over the place. They cause a lot of issues because they like they eat too many of the birds, and like it's a whole mess. They were listening to Cat Talk with Adam Rotella and Patrick Kling.
Yeah, Jesus, save the birds. God, come on, what's next? There's so many birds. The birds are fine.
But like, I really need a bunch of cats walking around. I don't see a lot of cats here.
Cats are much cuter than birds. I'd rather have an infestation of cats than almost anything.
Well, birds pollinate the trees and plants and flowers and shit. What do cats do? Just meow and look for milk?
You said it right there, brother.
All right. So your big goal for the what are your top three goals for the week?
We're going to continue the goals that we had last week since we didn't do them.
Well, what were those goals?
100 YouTube followers. We are up to 80 at the moment. I hate fucking. You know. One of the reasons why I hate the goal that I have is because it sounds so stupid when I talk about this to other people.
Yeah.
But when I talk about YouTube stuff, because I remember the state of mind that I had about this, Jesus, 9 months ago, I would hate what I'm saying right now. Jesus, there's another great fucking realization to think about tonight.
So where are you at follower wise?
Who gives a shit, Patrick? It's the people that is. I have the right people watching. That's all that matters.
That's true. So everything you said last week is out the window. fuck it. We need the vision, my man. We need the vision.
Well, no, that is the vision. Once I crossed the threshold of that, not giving a shit even in my content, but completely giving a shit while I'm doing it, that's when the magic's going to happen, man. That's when I was doing stand-up comedy, when I was giving a shit about what I was saying and not giving a shit at all about how I looked or how I said it.
Sure. All right, what was the other goal? So that was one goal. I thought we had three goals.
5 days of the gym, which I did none.
None.
And Patrick's over here talking about CrossFit. Jesus, folks. And then
wake up at 6 a.m.
20 minutes of – I'm setting my alarm right now. And then 20 minutes set aside for reading. That was accomplished. So one out of three.
Did you get any more into my book, or did you still not finish that?
Jesus, are we going to talk about this every time? If I get into the book, I'll mention it, Patrick. Yeah. Okay, the book. All right.
If you ever wrote a book, if you ever wrote a book and I was one of the characters in the book, I'd probably read it, you know?
Well, I wouldn't... If we didn't start talking 37 episodes ago, Patrick, I still wouldn't even have known that you wrote a book.
True. Well, I did ask for your consent about that book and the story, so that was a few months after.
There was no lawyer that got in contact with me.
I have a tweet. Actually, hold on. I'm going to pull it up. No. So what were my goals?
I have them written down here.
Yeah.
Did you complete a kind gesture for Kia? I think inviting your mom to stay with you is one of those.
I think it was. I let her have a nice bathtub night and stayed out of her hair. What else did I do? I definitely cleaned. I cleaned up all day. I would not consider that fulfilled. And I just want you to know that I even thought of that. I even thought of that today where I was like, should I go to get some flowers or something? And then I just didn't. So I will do that this week.
So
do something special.
Not only failed, thought about it, and decided against it. Decided against doing a kind gesture for Kia. Well, I think that's like negative one for you, sir.
It was just like there was no time by the time I remembered. like my parents are in town. Like we're just busy. Yeah. I did a lot of things. I did things that I think were kind to her, but okay. Not like flowers or not like what it could have been. To be honest with you.
Okay.
What was my next one?
5 days at the gym.
Check.
All right, and then last we have up Instagram.
Up Instagram. So post more on Instagram, right?
I guess so.
I did the Patrick Kay show more this week. Did you see it? Could you catch any of them?
I did. Every time that there's an episode of the Patrick Kay show, I'm tuning in. You can't get a better plug than that.
Yeah, Patrick Kay show. Go ahead.
I'm not reading your book, but I'm watching your show.
Yeah, the stuff. Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, you already bought the book, so I mean, I guess it's more of a like. I just want you to know that you know you care.
I care enough to give you my money, Patrick. That's pretty caring.
No, we're now in the point where this is just a running gag that you have not written the book that has you as a character. I think that's where we're at right now.
I mean, how true can it be? I mean, it's probably just a very big caricature of myself.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, you've read a little bit of it, right? You kind of caught a little bit of it.
I've read the first couple pages. To tell you the truth, Patrick, I'm frightened to see what another person characterizes me as.
You say yeah, man, a lot.
Well, yeah, man.
So, Adam, So we got to work. My goal. Okay, so that's I'm gonna let's make one goal this week. It's I think
yeah,
three.
Please.
That's pushing it.
Yeah,
that's pushing
please.
It. My goal is to do better at making goals that I'm gonna no. My goal since now I'm just in the routine of CrossFit. I don't need to make a goal about CrossFit. My goal is to actually do a kind gesture with Perkia.
All right.
That's my goal. What about you?
My actual goal is going to be 5 days at the gym. It's easily doable. I can wake up early enough. I just wake up and start doing shit that doesn't matter. So,
what,
caring,
so
about
in your head...
my, caring about my YouTube followers and trying to find more. Fucking
yeah.
Loser. Jesus.
No, that's not a you're following your strategy.
Hey. Let's call it like it is right now, my friend. This is not going away. Let's just be honest about what we're doing. All right, so 5 days at the gym.
After you did after you were on that podcast that I guess you had to pay for to hear, did you see any kind of uptick in any action?
No.
No, negative.
No. People didn't leave, but maybe one
some,
or two.
You think, yeah.
One or two. Like yeah. I said, man, when podcasts ask for money right away, not a lot of people come along.
Right. Do you think you'll ever get David Legata on your podcast?
I'm sure that the time will come. If here's the thing, man, I don't want to ask. I want to be asked to the party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think what I'm trying to do is way different from what everyone else out there is trying to do. And I want to be invited to the party.
Right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But well, the answer is yes.
Yes, one day, one out. Okay, cool deal. Loving it, Adam. That's our goals are set. We have some. What episodes do we have coming up this week?
Oh, geez, I'm never ready, and I can't look at things because we're using the app to record.
Okay.
Let's see, but I might have some notes. Maybe. No, this is for way down the line.
Okay, throw it up.
Changes are coming.
Okay.
June 7th. Oh, this is great. You're going to love this.
June 7th. It's July. It's July 7th. What is it? It's July 9th
today.
Oh,
that's when we recorded them. Okay.
Hey, spoiler alert.
That's when we recorded them. Okay, so let's see here. Coming up on... yeah. Wednesday, July 11th, we got episode number 39, Changes. And then stay tuned because that Friday, folks, episode 39, Behind the Orange Curtain. Patrick, you want to tell them what we talk about on that one?
Yeah, so we talk about Orange County and getting out of Orange County, which is a place. And just kind of myself and Adam have both left Orange County and are at different places. And I thought it was a really interesting episode. We just kind of shit all over our friends and family, so it's great.
Not sure if we did that, but to tell you the truth, folks, I don't remember a thing that Patrick and I talk about once we hit the stop button.
Well, and changes. What was that one about? I don't.
That was when you asked, "What would you change about yourself?" Physically-wise, mentally-wise, life-wise.
Wow.
So very fun episode. But folks, stay tuned. July 20th, episode 42, The Lighter Side of Suicide. Going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, it's worth sticking around for.
Yes. Yeah. Don't kill yourself until you hear it. We might
change your mind
or talk you into it.
By the way, I really do like I like this whole like talking about what episodes are coming up. I think it's a good tease. So let's try to do that.
That was fun.
Whatever's going to come out.
Was that impressive to you that I actually had the answers for you?
Yeah, I threw that at you. A lot of this stuff is in real time. And then we got to get Brandon Kling on the podcast again. I mean, the polls, there were at least one person that voted for him, so that wasn't me. So we'll get him on.
Yep, we can't wait for the breathing.
That's all I got tonight. Adam, have a great day. Have a great week, everybody. Stay tuned for more. We'll be here next week. I'll be recording from California, actually.
Hey, all right. I can't wait to hear about it.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.